30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Come on in, y'all. We got the Cajun music playing. We got the coffee pot all filled up. We got the couches empty. There's room for everybody. Gary D, we used to have a radio engineer that said Cajun music to him sounded like one big cat fight on a fiddle.
That's not far off, no.
I don't know. I just don't think he appreciated the finer things. That's
I tell
sure.
You can't. I can't dance either, but I don't mind embarrassing myself on the floor when you hear that beat.
You hear that beat, you just go. And you watch a real Cajun experienced man dancing. His head never moves. It never goes up or down, and it just glides. If you just watch his head, it glides across, and if you just focus on his head, you don't think his body's doing anything else. And everything below his shoulders is like going like nine different directions.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's so smooth. Mm-hmm. I can't do it either.
My aunt and uncle could do it just beautifully. And they didn't have to look at each other because they'd just be like, straight ahead, looking in the straight direction and just moving around like that.
It's like poetry.
It's
when
poetry
you watch
motion.
It. Yeah, it really is. Mm-hmm. It really is. All right, folks, we've got a lot of ground to cover here in the 9 o'clock hour, as well as take your calls. This is the open line hour. If you've got a project you want to visit with us about, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. I have a little bit of preliminary information I want to get out just to fuel the pump and get your brains ticking and clicking away. But if you've got a project that you're trying to get done around your house, your home, your castle, or your cabin, from the bottom of the foundation to the top of the roof and anything in between, give us a ring and we'll put our 45 years of building and remodeling homes in Arizona to work for you. To try and solve whatever it is you're trying to get done, to review any proposal that you might have that you want a second opinion on, just give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. We're talking about the fact that the Crawfish Festival is going on right now up in Bison Ranch.
Heber Overgaard. Bet you that smells good this morning. The mix the ponderosas, the wet ponderosa and boiling crawfish.
You know what? There's nothing that smells better than fresh boiled crawfish. But having said that, there's nothing that smells worse than leftover crawfish holes after about 3 or 4 days.
Best fertilizer in the world.
Best fertilizer in the world. But when you take old crawfish hulls and throw them in that black trash can that you've got from the city, along with me. Now, we buy whole chickens, so they need to be viscerated. So that leaves a bit of residue. And if you have a chicken on Tuesday night and your garbage gets picked up on Monday, long about Friday night or Saturday, you push the black trash can out to the curb like maybe 2 or 3 days early. And when you see your neighbors jogging by and passing out and face planting in the sidewalk, as they pass your trash can, you know it's time to do something. I never knew when I got my first pressure washer, I thought, I've got to be able to clean this thing. You don't want to pressure wash your own trash can. I'll tell you that right now. From personal experience, you don't want to do that. You have to kind of lay it down on the driveway, straddle it like a horse, and then point the wand in there and keep your head and face way back out of there. And so you can't see what you're doing. You can't really clean it really good. It doesn't work. So I lived with this marginally dangerous trash can for about 3 years. And I finally called Jennifer. I said, Jennifer, just call the city of Scottsdale and see what are we supposed to do with a trash can that stinks this bad. They said, we bring you a new one. So like 2 days later, they just dropped. So like now about once a year, I'm going to be calling them and saying, I'd like to recycle my trash container. But I never knew, and I just discovered there is a company called Jet Sparkle that will clean your garbage and your recycling can both for $44. Now that is brilliant.
Is this a local company?
Or yes.
Is this,
yeah.
Wow.
Jet Sparkle. I have no idea. I don't know who they are. I don't know how good a job they do, but for $44, it's definitely worth a try. Woo! Man. And then the trash can at the office, which is in Phoenix, broke, and the lid tore off. It took Phoenix about, what, 3 weeks to come put that lid back on that trash can? But it's fixed. It's fixed. All right. Did you see the headlines? Metro Phoenix is now building at the fastest pace that it has in 10 years. Maricopa County was the fastest growing county in the entire country last year. Costs are going up. In the annual IHS market research, where they gauge 12 different categories of construction costs, all 12 categories are up, and they're up a lot. People ask me all the time. I have past clients calling me. Rosie, you did the hall bathroom, 10 years ago, 12 years ago. Would you come do the other bathroom? And the first bathroom, I may have torn the entire bathroom out and put a whole new bathroom in there for $15,000. We can't even demo a bathroom anymore for $15,000, hardly. Any hall bathroom that you want ripped out and put back together, it's a minimum of $20,000, $22,000. When you stop and think that the job generally breaks down one-third material, one-third labor, one-third supervision, overhead, profit, and property insurance, you start looking at a bathroom anymore. Can I redo this bathroom for $7,000 in material? Cabinets, countertops, mirrors, light fixtures, floor tile, all the plumbing fixtures, the faucets, the toilet, the tub, the shower valve, the tub surround, the glass enclosure. No, you can't. At wholesale prices, you can't do it. So people always ask me, when's a good time to remodel? I would tell you right now, all remodelers worth their salt are backed up. Someone called me yesterday, and I said, look, the first time I can even see you to look the job over is the third week of August. And he said, well, can you recommend anybody? So I actually recommended a couple of people. Maybe they can get to you a little quicker. And in those bathrooms that we're remodeling, the number one trend right now is to create large walk-in showers. Shortly behind that, just very closely behind that, is everybody wants the adaptability for universal design for aging and living in place. The third trend that's most popular right now is get rid of those doors on the showers. Give me some way I can get in and out of that shower without the door. And then the fourth most common is get rid of the tub and just give me a shower. So that's the bathrooms. That's the cost of bathrooms. The other thing I wanted to talk to you all about real quick, and Judy, I see you're on hold, Miss Judith. I'm going to take your call. The other thing I wanted to talk to you all about was the APS letter of the week. So we're going to cover that in segment three. We're going to cover Jennifer's soapbox in segment two right after this short commercial break. But right now, we'll take Judith, and let's see how we can help Judith before the first break here. Good morning. Is it Alan or Judith? Alan.
Oh, it's Alan.
Hey, man.
Hey, good morning. Just quickly before you were talking about crawfish. And
yeah.
Years ago, my wife and I were traveling through Biloxi, Mississippi, so we pulled over for a rest and went to a crawfish festival. And because we're being from Maine, you know, she looked at the crawfish and thought they were pretty small, but she did enjoy them. But they said, you know, you got to really suck the brains out of the head, too. And she said, no, I'm not doing that. But anyways.
Well, it's a little, much smaller than a lobster.
Very.
But a lot richer. And if you can ever develop the courage. Once you eat the tail meat, you take your fingers across the brain and head of the crawfish, you crush it, put it in your mouth, and suck it, and that's really where all the seasoning is.
Well, we'll do without the protein for now. But anyways, a couple of weeks ago, Monday, in the East Valley, we had a terrible storm come through, and I did lose a large Palo Verde tree, which cost me a fortune to get replaced, you know, to hauled away.
Yeah.
But the insurance adjuster come out, and he also went up on the roof, because he noticed on my dish up there, there's a lot of spots, and he started chalking all over the spots on the roof, and he said there was a lot of hail damage on the shingles, and he submitted a report to the, he suggested replacing the shingles, you know, which insurance may cover. But I was just wondering, you know, when I was up there replacing a few shingles, it looked okay, but is there any danger that down the road it could be leaking?
You know what? If your insurance adjuster for your homeowner's insurance policy has been to the property and assessed you incurred damage from the hailstorm, I would follow his lead, because it isn't real obvious. You have to have a trained eye taking a look at how deep the penetrations were, how deep the scars and the pockmarks are in the three tabs. You know, if your adjuster feels like you incurred damage, go with the flow. Go to rosieonthehouse.com. Get yourself a couple roofers. We've got Overson Roofing over there in the east side of town. We've got Lyons Roofing on the east side of town. Pinnacle will go over there. You know, we can give you plenty of great Rosie on the House certified roofers to come give you a second opinion. But, you know, this goes right to Jennifer's soapbox, which we're going to get on right after this short break. Folks, I want to talk to you all about car shopping right now. And I tell you what, if you're car shopping for anything, you've got to be car shopping for Ford. And if you're car shopping for Ford, why not go to the number one Ford dealership in the entire country? They're located right here in the valley in Glendale, Arizona, Sanderson Ford. And they've got the Arizona Diamondbacks alumni game presented by America's best-selling Ford dealership, Sanderson Ford, taking place Saturday, August 4th at 2 p.m. prior to the D-backs regular season. That'll be a lot of fun. Stop into Sanderson Ford, pick up two complimentary tickets to attend that game. It'll be a blast. They've got supplies for 200 tickets. No test drive required. While you're there, check out Arizona's biggest selection of Ford trucks and get 0% financing for 60 months plus $3,500 cash back on over 300 trucks in stock. Purchase or lease any new Ford in Sanderson Ford will donate $100 to Gonzo's Hometown Heroes Fund. Now that's supporting the local community. That's car dealing as it should be.